I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. As preparations continue for Monday's college football national championship game between Georgia and Alabama at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Governor Nathan Deal declared today UGA Football Friday. City, county, and state government offices in the Atlanta area are closing early on Monday as more than 100,000 fans, including the president and first lady, are expected to attend the game. Officials are recommending that visitors use MARTA to get around town on game day. And with just a few days to go before that game, ticket brokers are saying ticket prices are actually dropping. Now, they're still pricey, but they've come down significantly since earlier this week. According to the AJC, one ticket reselling website showed their cheapest tickets are now $1,200 per seat, down from $1,900 a few days ago. Another site has a 30-person suite up for grabs at nearly $112,000, or just over $3,700 per ticket. Earlier this week, tickets in a 22-person suite were going for $4,300 per person. Even at these prices, experts say the game will certainly sell out. The Atlanta Falcons are set to face the Los Angeles Rams in the first round of the NFL playoffs tomorrow night. As GPB's Josephine Bennett reports, a repeat trip to the Super Bowl will be a tough putt for the Falcons.
Last year, Atlanta played both their playoff games inside the Georgia Dome and had a bye through the first round. Now the team is the lowest-seeded contender in their conference, meaning they'll have to go on the road in every matchup. Receiver Julio Jones says his team will be ready for the challenge.
Anywhere, any place, any time. Just keep it simple. Just trust the process, do what we've been doing here, and just preparing for any other week.
The Falcons and the Rams will square off Saturday night at 8 on NBC. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett.
Augusta Richmond County is taking steps to join Fulton, DeKalb, and other Georgia municipalities in filing suit against opioid manufacturers and distributors. According to the Augusta Chronicle, opioid prescribing rates in Augusta Richmond County were 86.8 prescriptions per 100 people in 2016, well above the national average of 66.5 per 100 people. If Augusta-Richmond County goes forward with the litigation, the initial plan is to seek compensation for three times the damages the city has sustained, as well as attorney fees. Some county commissioners warned that proving the local government has been harmed by opioids could be a significant hurdle. And Atlanta-based Delta Airlines says the inclement weather along the East Coast forced 750 flight cancellations yesterday. They expect another 200 today, at least. Airline officials say customers flying into the storm-affected areas should check for an updated flight status before heading to the airport. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.